Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tell me a secret, tell me a lie.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin. Bob is the retail expert in our brain trust, the founder of WhizBang Training, the author of Marketing Your Retail Store, and our good friend, longtime brain trust member, more than 9 years. Bob Nagin, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking retail, folks. It's the holiday season. It's your time. It's the Super Bowl of retail. No question about it, Bob. So things have changed, though, Bob. People have other options. They can go online and shop. And so what have you been preparing your – we just had Cyber Monday earlier this week. What are you telling your – what did you tell your clients, your retail clients, to do to deal with Cyber Monday?
Things sure. Cyber Monday and Black Friday is the same way. You know, I mean, what a small independent retailer can't do is have massive store-wide sales and things like that, but they can really kind of match, tit for tat. So what we recommend generally is having item sales. You know, if you have a giant store-wide sale, you hurt your margins too much. But you can do the same thing that Best Buy does with televisions with, you know, a couple of popular items in your store. So have a deep...
Right.
out on a couple of items that make you an attractive alternative, but don't do something that hurts your whole that hurts your margins in general. The other thing to do is to zig when the big box stores and the internet merchants are zagging. So have a party, have a promotion, do something that's fun. A couple of our clients had pajama parties on Black Friday, you know, where if you wore your pajamas, you got a discount or on something, or that, you know, they were making waffles in their stores. So just be creative. You know, that's the thing, Jim, is that small independents have the opportunity to be crazy, to be fun, to be interesting. And the big box stores and the internet merchants have such a tough time doing that. It's all about the experience in a small store.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, one of the things you talked about promotions and don't discount, that kind of thing. I agree with you from the standpoint of offering a broad discount of some kind. But what about targeting your existing clients just to get them to come in, you know, getting them to we talked earlier about staying in touch with them. You talked about, you know, sending them out information and letting them know that you're still thinking about them every week. But maybe you let them know that, you know, only because you're receiving this email do you receive this kind of a benefit. What do you think about that?
Sure. I mean, that is certainly one way to do it, is a special VIP code type of thing. But there are so many ways to do it. So I love that idea too. In fact, somebody just posted on one of our forums that they did exactly that they had a special VIP code and they had to make sure, you know, I mean, that was the deal. It was kind of hush hush, exactly like you talked about.
And
there was
I have a few things
like that somebody can do.
A few companies offer me that kind of thing. There's one or two companies I do business with. They know what I like, and let me put it this way: they've at least convinced me that I'm one of the few people who I'm one of the early people who received this information. Now it may not be true, but they've convinced me that I am. They've convinced me
that's
I'm something
all that matters,
special,
right?
They think I'm. They made me think I'm special, right?
You probably are. So let me just say this. This is interesting too. So, for instance, on our customer database, email list, we call it our list. On our list, there's about 17,000 retailers, and you know what? Every single one of them are special. Sure, there's a lot of them, but every single one of them are special. Some are more special than others, of course, but you know. If the overall attitude is one of love and respect and honor and appreciation, I think your customers feel it, whether you're one of 10 or whether you're one of 1,000. If the attitude from the merchant is correct, you will feel the love.
Right. Right. No, I think you're right. And what you've got to do, and the thing is, here's what you have to realize. You're not going to get all of their business. They're going to go to the big stores. They're going to show up on Cyber Monday and not come back to you on Black Friday. They're going to show up to you and go to the big stores on Black Friday. They might not come by to see you. But to me, what you've got to do, it seems to me, Bob, is if you're going to get those really special customers, those the ones you've counted on all this time, it seems to me that you need to have them done. They need to have what they need from you, what they're going to get from you, before Black Friday even happens. What do you think?
Well, you just hit it on the nose. So, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot with our clients is this whole idea of holiday customer share. So, Jim, if you're spending $100 and I get 70 of them, I have 70 of your holiday customer share. And this is an area where I recommend having a big store-wide sale. Our best clients, this is something that I started at the Mackinac Kite Company because I needed money. I was broke in October. So we had what's called a holiday preview sale, and it was 20% off store-wide, which, you know, just killed us to do that because we thought we were going to cannibalize our holiday business. But what it turned out, what happened was we got so many of our good customers in and buying so much of their stuff before the season even started that what we found out was it turned out that it was brilliant, not because we were so brilliant, but the concept worked like crazy. So you're right. If you're things right, you're proactively.
I got to take a quick break, Bob. Hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about the power of thank you with Bob Nakin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.